Ready? Let's go. Give me a vacation.
Vacation!
Give me a golf course.
70 courses!
Let's get a water sport.
Paddleboarding!
Can I get excursions?
Whale watching!
Time for chill vibes.
Beach yoga!
How about a garden tour?
Balboa Park!
Give me a dolphin. What's that spell?
San Diego!
If you're happy and you know it, San Diego is the place to show it. Book your trip at sandiego.org. Funded in part with the City of San Diego Tourism Marketing District Assessment Funds.
For the ones who work hard to ensure their crew can always go the extra mile, and the ones who get in early so everyone can go home on time, there's Grainger, offering professional-grade supplies backed by product experts so you can quickly and easily find what you need. Plus, you can count on access to a committed team ready to go the extra mile for you. Call, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Something that makes me crazy is when people say, well, I had this career before, but it was a waste. And that's where the perspective shift comes, that it's not a waste, that everything you've done has built you to where you are now. This is She Pivots, the podcast where we explore the inspiring pivots women have made and dig deeper into the personal reasons behind them. Join me, Emily Tisch Sussman, every Wednesday on She Pivots. Listen to She Pivots on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Food court, food court, food court with Richard Blaze. Argue in the food court with Richard Blaze.
I like pancakes.
I like
mussels.
Ketchup. Mustard.
Deep dish.
Thin crust.
Order in the food court with Richard Blaze.
Yeah, good.
Welcome to Food Court, a production of iHeartRadio. I am Richard Blaze, and I will be your host and your judge in this courtroom of sorts. I'm going to settle your food fights, and we're going to have fun doing it. Joining us in the court today, we have two women who are already friends and immediately had some ideas on what they disagree on, which is always a good sign that it's going to be a good debate. The first is a traveling private chef who I had the honor of meeting when she competed on Next Level Chef. It's Piette de Spain.
Burr, 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 burr.
And in the next corner, do we have corners? We have a woman right here in Southern California, a friend of Piette's. It's Chef Nakia Allen.
That's me. Mm-hmm.
All right, I can tell that friends with opinions. This is a new, it's a spinoff of the show. It's friends with opinions who are about to debate. Now listen, the two of you have a lot to say, and I can't wait to hear it. Today we're reviving a topic that got extra hot. I like that, Crystal. Just before everything shut down, we are talking about chicken sandwich wars. Of course, we all know it. Spicy chicken sandwich wars, kind of, as well. First, let's get to know each other a little bit more. Piette, what have you been up to since you won Next Level Chef?
The question is, what have I not been
into?
That part.
Wow, I love
that
it.
Part. So I had a pop-up here in Los Angeles. Mm-hmm. So I did a pop-up for 2 days. We fed 300 people.
Yeah,
sold out both nights. We had indigenous dancers come, indigenous artists, Native American artists come. The food was amazing. So I did that, been traveling around, doing a lot of keynote speaking.
Oh,
on
great.
Teaching people what indigenous foodways actually mm-hmm. is, and
food sovereignty,
regenerative agriculture, how all that ties in and why indigenous food should be considered at the dinner table.
Yeah. Oh, I love that. First of all, the keynote speaking game is something mm-hmm. that is to be pursued, right?
Yeah. And you know, I didn't know. I mean, I knew that I wanted to like inspire people, but I didn't know to the effect of how to do that. Mm-hmm. And they were like, yeah, just show up and tell your story. And I do. And they're like, wow, you're a phenomenal public speaker. I'm like, I didn't even prepare for that. But it's because it's my story.
Yeah,
and I know how to tell it. Yeah. So
I love it. How are people taking to indigenous fusion cuisine that sort of blends native and Mexican foods?
People are loving it, actually. It's new. Not a lot of people understand what it is yet. And so because it's new, everyone's super interested. Everyone wants to try it. They're like, when are you going to have a pop-up in my city? Are you going to do another one? Everyone just really wants to eat the food. So I'm trying to plan out some events that the public can actually come and attend to. We're talking with Smorgasbord here in L.A. Mm-hmm. to try to get into there. And there's a lot of pre-planning that goes into that. Yeah. So, but yeah, I'm really, really excited to be a chef that is able to bring indigenous food to the table, be proud of it, and then open up the gateways to all the other chefs that are wanting to pursue that same, you know.
Yeah, it's pretty special. And it's, and I mean, just for, I mean, from the food, like the fact, yeah, it's new, but it's original.
Mm-hmm.
And
oh,
like,
yeah.
Like, it's a real, like, this is American cuisine. That's to me, that's the story. And yeah. Like, I can't wait to listen to one of your keynote talks. Nikia, what about you? Now, you're kind of, are you known for like comfort foods from what I understand?
It can be that, I guess. I think I just bring comfort wherever I go. I'm a mm-hmm. Southern girl. I can't help it.
Yeah, she does.
So I feel like that's just what I carry. I carry that peaceful spirit. And my middle name is Joy. So if I'm not bringing joy and comfort, then I'm not living in my purpose, right?
I love it.
I just happen to make food that's very much about communal experiences. I'm about bringing different people to the table to have excellent conversations. I mean, the food is definitely going to be good because I'm making it, but it takes a backseat to what happens when people break bread at the table. Like, no matter where you're from, your socioeconomic status, your race, who you love, when we all sit at the table, we're on the same page and everybody's yeah. got to eat. And that's just my philosophy. So I've been doing a lot of that, a lot of big tables with people and just loving on people through
food. I love it. So like when I'm envisioning, you know, we're saying Southern food, comfort food, I'm envisioning what's on that table, mm-hmm. but break it down. Like, it's a meal where you invited a couple people over. What's on this table food-wise?
It would surprise you. It's an amalgamation of everything that I am, which is so diverse that what SoCal is. So you're going to get some vegan options and not even know that it's vegan. You're going to get a whole roasted cauliflower with harissa sauce.
Ooh, I love it. I love it.
Nice spice.
One of my favorites, yeah.
For sure. You're definitely going to get a whole side of salmon that's got some Creole seasonings on it. It's going to be delicious. You're going to get an avocado crema that's going to be vegan. You don't even know it's vegan because it's so damn good. Yeah, exactly. So you're going to get a little bit of everything. You're going to get a SoCal girl on a table. So you're going to get an amalgamation of different cultures, Moroccan, Spanish, and definitely some cornbread, of course. The best cornbread.
Oh, you round it out with the Southern dish right there,
to.
The cornbread. We just had a cornbread debate.
Oh.
It was, yeah, he's okay. Weigh in on the cornbread debate that we had here.
Mm-hmm.
Should there be sugar in cornbread?
100%.
100%. The argument was sugar or not.
Honey.
Yeah.
As long as there's a sweetener
in there.
In general.
Definitely,
I mean, we put
a sweetener.
Sugar in the mix and then honey on top with butter.
Oh, 1,000%.
Twice the butter.
Listen, I'm here for it. Someone wasn't in that debate, but no spoilers on how that went down.
Yeah.
I love the two, though. You said New Orleans spice on the salmon.
Oh, yeah.
Do you have a store-bought, you probably make your own, but do you have a store-bought spice blend? Like, I've been using the Tony Chachere's.
I mean, Tony Chachere is...
Yeah.
Top-notch,
yeah.
Obviously.
It's, I mean, right, isn't it?
It's top-notch.
It's so good.
Yeah.
It's so good.
You can't
anything
that.
You put that on is going to be good. Fire.
Zatarain's, yeah.
And it's not
good.
Too yes. spicy. It's not too spicy.
I mean, I add a little harissa as well.
Right,
I
which
like
can
to
be,
pick up the notch.
Which can be too spicy sometimes, harissa.
No.
Not, mm-hmm. Never can never be too spicy.
I mean, you just got to mix it right.
Yeah.
All right, there we go. All right, listen, I love a good throwback because, you know, we all remember chicken sandwich wars and everything that was going on. But before we get into that, Piet, you've been crushing it on these keynotes, but you're also jumping on a yacht later. Or you're captain. You're the captain of a small vessel.
I am the captain now. I'm going to ride on a sailboat
yes.
later on my friend's sailboat, and I will more than likely be driving and, you know, whipping the boat around, which is a new hobby of mine, I guess. But we've been sailing quite a bit this summer. And so when I'm traveling in between, the one thing that really, like, grounds me is coming mm-hmm. back to L.A. and, like, going out for a sunset cruise.
Yeah.
And my friend lives on the boat. He's also Native American. And it's like he grew up on a Navajo reservation, lived in Arizona most of his life. But he traveled all over the world, decided he wanted to come to L.A., mm. own a sailboat. And now he lives on his sailboat. And I'm like, you're pretty cool, man.
Pretty cool.
Right?
Yeah.
Right?
Well, speaking of cool, you're both pretty cool. I mean, the vibes are immaculate right now in here. So then, and I know that Next Level Chef, there was this whole like, or your social media chef, your professional,
yeah.
which it's a little, you know, we're all everything, to be honest, right?
Honestly.
Yeah.
So what are your tips, since you are so cool and hip?
For me.
What are your social media tips? Because you do great work.
So the way that I like to operate my social media is to keep a lot of my personality involved.
Yes.
And across the board on social media with these influencers, everything is so curated and perfectionized, mm-hmm. if that's a word, and edited. And I don't like doing that. I don't like the super filtered things. I like the raw photo, the just like us and our wild selves mm-hmm. and our wild beings just doing whatever we want to be doing. Like, even when it comes to food, you know, in the past I would, you know, do a whole cookout and then take these very like immaculate photos. But the messy ones are cute too.
Yeah.
Sure, or just sure. like of the ingredients being beautiful the way that they are sitting on the counter. Yes. Like just I like yes. those type of photos.
I always say like people want to know how much you care before they care how much you know. So that means like they want to get to know you and who you are behind all the beautiful food shots. I find that even on my social media, whenever I go live or I'm on stories and they see my face, not even the food that I make, I get the highest engagement. I'm like, oh, you want to know what I think?
Same.
You
want to see mm-hmm. Same.
What I have, what I'm doing today? You want to know what stores I'm shopping at? Oh, okay.
Yeah.
So the more that I do that, the more that people connect with me, and no matter what I'm selling or, you know, presenting to them, they're all for it because they've gotten to know Nakia Joy.
Mm-hmm. That's right. Yeah. I love it. Tips that I will take away. And I will. Should I stop posting golf content, Crystal?
Yeah. No, that's part of your personality.
Okay, yeah. Because there's my social media dilemma right now. It's like I like playing golf. I take pictures while I do it.
That's great.
And it's me.
Yeah. 100%.
I'm not getting paid to do it, and it's what I enjoy. But
exactly.
You know, does it
exactly.
get a lot of engagement? Not necessarily. I'm not crushing the golf community just yet. But enough about that. Piet, tell us here at the food court the case that you've brought into the courtroom.
Hearie, jury. So this is the thing. I love Chick-fil-A, like on another level, love Chick-fil-A.
Mm-hmm.
From even their salads are good. If no one like it's a weird thing. Even their salads from a fast food restaurant, I feel like they have the best salads from fast food restaurants. They have the best dressings. But most of all, the chicken sandwich. Any day, anytime, call me. Mm. I'm there.
The chicken classic sandwich. Chick-fil-A.
The classic Chick-fil-A chicken crispy chicken sandwich. They do have a little spicy version of it as well. But for me, it's the combo of the waffle fry and the chicken. But then when you put the waffle fries on the chicken sandwich.
Oh, whoa. We're getting into the debate.
Next level.
I got to shut you down there. I feel like that's getting deep into the debate. Waffle fries making a quick appearance.
Right?
Nakia, that means that you do not probably think that the best chicken sandwich is Chick-fil-A.
Absolutely not. I do not, Chef Blaze. I do not. Because I think that Popeyes has it hand down. Hands down. They've had it from the beginning. There was no real debate. I think people who didn't know were debating because they had not experienced the truth that is the crispy, spicy sandwich.
Mm.
Period. End of story.
Okay. Listen, I have to say there is a Popeyes right next to the studio here.
Mm-hmm.
And I do remember when people were lined up down the street for a Popeyes sandwich. That being said, man, I've been to plenty of Chick-fil-A's.
The line
the
is
drive-thrus
always
sometimes
long.
Even right now are insane. One of my first like pandemic, like in the second week of the pandemic, I was just driving somewhere. And I was like, what is going on here? There's all these cars. And I was like, oh, it's something related to the pandemic. No, they were online at Chick-fil-A.
Yeah.
It was 100 cars.
Always.
Online at Chick-fil-A. So
probably
this is a good one.
The service was slow, but we'll leave that alone.
No, listen, I have to tell you, we are friends. We're getting to know each other, all right? But in this court, I turn my own feelings off. So have I enjoyed the Chick-fil-A and the Popeye sandwich? Yes, but my verdict is based just on the arguments you're making, not
perfect.
On my own personal feelings.
Okay.
And for some of our viewers, they've never had a Chick-fil-A or a Popeye's chicken sandwich. How could that be blasphemy?
So sad.
Blasphemy. But here's how we do it. In our court, just like in most courts around the world, before we debate, we have a quick trivia round.
Okay.
All right, so the winner of the trivia round is going to get to decide whether they present their argument first or second.
Okay.
Now, you both have buzzers in front of you. That's going to help our listeners know who answered first. So, Nakia, your buzzer sound is? All right, it's the clown car. Clown car. And Piet, yours is the sproing. It's a pogo stick. Is that, did I say that right?
Yeah,
it's a pogo stick and the clown car. And just so if anyone wants to know, that's generally, my kid gave me this. Is it a
shoot?
I probably get this, I don't know, Urban Outfitters or something like that. It's gotta be, right?
It's my favorite sound. I always do that.
Right, so truth be told, this is the first time we've had the actual horn.
Okay.
I usually just do it with.
Oh, okay.
usually do the horn.
Vocals.
But we're in season 3.
Nice.
And the budget has increased.
Nice.
It actually hasn't. This is my own personal. All right, so here we go. Trivia is going to start. We have your sounds, so our listeners know who's going to chime in. The winner gets to decide who goes first. Question one, this is multiple choice. Just chime in when you have the answer. Colonel Sanders had a lot of jobs before he had success with fried chicken. That's right. Colonel Sanders was a real person. How old was he when he finally had success selling his recipe? Was he A, 50 years old, B, 65, or C, 70? That's going to be Piet.
Okay. I'm going to say B. 65.
B, 65. 65 is absolutely correct.
Yes. Burr, burr,
burr.
There we go.
Nice.
Yeah, to Spain chiming in there. 65. Now, I'm just curious. Did you know that, or are you just taking, like, B? Because it's...
It was a guess. It was an educated guess.
There it is. Educated guess. He was 65 years old, and he would sell his recipe and name to restaurants for a 5 cents royalty.
Dang.
On every chicken sold?
Oh.
Was that in perpetuity?
Ballin'.
I have no idea.
But also, like, his actual, like, pictures of him... Yeah. You know, making the chicken, he looks 65.
Yeah, I forget what he
was. I was going to say at least 50. I was going to guess 50. Yeah. I was like, you look like you
honestly, have, there
you
it is. He's a real
life.
Person, and you yeah. know what the logo yeah. is his face.
It's his face.
Yeah.
He looks about 65.
Life.
And mm-hmm. I'm 50 and clearly don't look.
Oh,
Crystal, are you surprised that I'm 50? Okay.
No, I'm saying it was a different time because the Golden Girls were like 53.
Yeah.
So Colonel Sanders, like 50 years ago, probably could have been 50.
That's what I was thinking. I was like,
right.
I was thinking
right.
50.
I'm running Canyon later. So
50,
I'm a,
like
I'm a
you
young
didn't
50.
Exist then.
Facts.
50 is the new 40.
Thank you,
facts.
Piet. Thank
facts.
You.
Facts.
All right. That means, Piet, you're up 1-0. Question 2. Which popular fried chicken chain was originally called Chicken on the Run? That's Nakia.
Popeye's Chicken.
Popeye's Chicken is absolutely correct.
Ooh, ooh. Oh, she know her history.
After several months
her
of
chicken history.
Mm-hmm. I was going to say, you know, 72?
Mm-hmm.
That's a good year. It's a good year. After several months of lackluster performance, he reopens the restaurant as Popeye's after Popeye Doyle of The French Connection.
Mm-hmm.
That was a deep dive answer right there. Like,
Al Copeland. I did my research, boo.
I was going to say. This is gonna be a hot debate right here.
I'm questioning my readiness for this debate now.
I'm gonna like, say, are you checking the answer?
I'm fact checking. I'm like, hold on, wait a minute.
We have a very prestigious team that does all of our fact checking. And she's right there.
Nice.
All right, question 3. What fast food chain? This is for the win, by the way. Okay. It's tied up 1-1. Right, question 3. What fast food chain was a sponsor of Iron Man, the first movie in the Marvel Cinematic Universe?
Ooh.
Here's a hint. While Tony Stark, probably my favorite Avenger, was in a military custody, he had two requests, a press conference and an American cheeseburger.
Okay.
Nakia.
Was it me?
I think it was her.
That's
my Poco stick.
Sorry, they're at the same time.
Okay,
yeah.
An American cheeseburger,
mm-hmm.
and it's a fast food chain.
Yes.
McDonald's?
McDonald's is a incorrect answer, but a really smart one. Nakia for the steal?
I'm going to say In-N-Out. No, Big Mac. It was a Big Mac.
That's McDonald's.
No, you're right.
All right.
So neither one of us get this round.
Neither one of you got it, but here's what we're going to do. It's my court, so I get to make the rules.
All right.
You get a second chance.
Okay,
you get a second guess. It's a American fast food restaurant that's not McDonald's or In-N-Out that also serves burgers.
Oh, okay.
That's Piet.
No, that's her.
Oh, was it?
Get it together.
All right, what's going on? You know what? We haven't had two guests in studio at the same time, so the buzzers are coming. Nakia.
It's got to be Burger King.
It is Burger
okay.
King.
Yes.
It was the Whopper,
that
wasn't
was
it?
Second. That was my it second was guess. Because obviously.
Or a Quarter Pounder with cheese.
Yeah, it was a Whopper.
Which is Whopper? Okay, got it.
It was good, a Whopper. Good.
Between those two, I prefer Burger King.
All my Marvel nerd friends are going to be so ashamed
this is,
of me.
Have we done? We have done Burger King
you
versus
have.
McDonald's.
Yeah.
So weigh in, Piet, you just said Burger King?
Burger King over that.
Yes,
over everything.
I have to be honest. I've said this. My first job was at McDonald's.
Yeah.
But I prefer Burger King.
I mean, their fry game is on point, but the burgers are lackluster.
The Whopper is a classic.
What Richard said was, if it was a Whopper versus Big Mac debate, it would have been different.
That is true. The Big Mac is the spread on the Big Mac.
Mm.
The sidebar here. I've done taste tests. Spread on Big Mac versus In-N-Out spread.
Oh.
Blindfolded. Big Mac sauce wins all the time.
Dang.
Yeah. Surprise, I know, for Californians, we're all like, what?
Right.
I love that. I just squirt the spread in my mouth directly.
Yeah.
Some spread shots. Does not sound right. I'm going to leave that alone.
No.
Also, follow-up, since we had it with the Colonel, how old is the Burger King?
Ooh.
I mean, there's an image of the Burger King, too. He's got a lush, gingery beard.
He does.
Is he 50 years old?
Yeah, how old is he?
65 years old or 75?
Where's our fact checker?
Right.
It's happening right now. Well, chime in. How old do you
think? I mean, we love a ginger.
All right. So I'm going to say he's in his 50s.
50s is probably because there's no graying on the beard.
No gray.
So it's all ginger.
Maybe 40s. I'm going to say 40s.
40s and 50s. So the correct answer is...
About 68.
Oh, he's 68.
Oh, damn, we were both off.
Ooh, he's 68.
He looks great.
Hey,
right?
Listen, no disrespect. You gotta
You're just saying that's when the mascot was created. So we can just assume the speculation.
And let's be honest, he's probably touching up the beard.
Facts.
Yeah. You know, it's he's a pretty popular guy. I like the Burger King. Okay, here we go. That means that
Nakia
has won the trivia round, mm-hmm. so you get to make the big decision. Mm-hmm. Do you want to present your chicken sandwich case first, or would you like Piet to go first?
I mean, the throne goes to Chef Piet. She is the winner. She goes first. I digress.
All right.
I let you go first, man.
Taking the home field approach, that means, Piet, you're going to get to argue on behalf of Chick-fil-A chicken sandwiches right after this break.
Without the ones like you, who work tirelessly to keep things running, everything would suddenly stop. Hospitals, factories, schools, and power plants, they all depend on you. No matter the weather, emergency, or time of day, you're the ones who get it done. At Grainger, we're here for you with professional-grade industrial supplies. Count on real-time product availability and fast delivery. Call, clickgrainger.com or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Something that makes me crazy is when people say, well, I had this career before, but it was a waste. And that's where the perspective shift comes, that it's not a waste, that everything you've done has built you to where you are now. This is She Pivots, the podcast where we explore the inspiring pivots women have made and dig deeper into the personal reasons behind them. Join me, Emily Tisch Sussman, every Wednesday on She Pivots as I sit down with inspiring women like Misty Copeland, Brooke Shields, Vanessa Hudgens, and so many more. We dive into how these women made their pivot and their mindset shifts that happened as a result. It's a podcast about women, their stories, and how their pivot became their success. Listen to She Pivots on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
And we are back. Thank you so much for joining us in the food court. To recap today, we have the case of the chicken sandwich wars. Mm-hmm. It's Chick-fil-A versus Popeyes. But only one can reign as supreme king of the chicken sandwiches. The way this works is that each of you will have 3 minutes to state your case. During this 3 minutes, you need to lay out your case, not focus on your opponents. Use the first 3 minutes to be positive and just let everyone know why your case is the best. But don't worry, you'll have time in the two-minute rebuttal round where you get to say all of the low negative things that you want about your opponent's case. Is everyone clear on how this is going to work?
Yes.
Fantastic. Piet de Spain, you are up first. You got 3 minutes to let us know why Chick-fil-A rocks. Your time starts now.
Okay. So when it comes to the chicken sandwich, the highlight is obviously the chicken. So let's talk about the chicken on Chick-fil-A. There's a pickle brine involved. If you did not know, they brine their chickens in pickles. Pickle brine, you know, the pickle juice, which I think is a great little addition to the acidity factor, but also really tenderizes that chicken before you put it into the batter. There's an egg wash batter. There's some flour that's been spiced and seasoned. But the finish on the chicken isn't too crispy, which is what I appreciate. Mm-hmm. Because when you are like in a rush, or even if you're like sitting down ready to like really devour a chicken sandwich, there's nothing worse than having too crispy, because there's a such thing as a too crispy.
This is a hot debate.
There is a such thing as a too crispy if you don't have enough sauce to counter it. Okay, so with the particular sandwich, Chick-fil-A, I think it's a perfect crisp on there. There's perfect spice on it. It's perfect little acidity brine on it, which gives that real good flavor to the chicken. And then the second part of the chicken is going to be the bread. So the bread on the Chick-fil-A is a soft bread. It's semi-sweet. It's not overpoweringly. It's not a brioche. Mm-hmm. But I don't think it needs to be, because the highlight is the chicken anyways. Mm-hmm. And I like the texture of it. It's kind of like that fluffy, like Wonder bread vibe.
Got that bounce back.
That bounce back. You know, I like that. And then we have the pickles. Got to have the pickles on the sandwich. And then the sauce. The Chick-fil-A sauce, hands down, is probably one of the better sauces out there, in my opinion. The mix between the barbecue and the honey mustard. Honey mustard is one of my all-time favorite dipping condiment sauces. It doesn't matter if it's a fry, a waffle fry, a sweet potato fry, a tater tot. Like, honey mustard is going to be one thing that I always get. That mixed with the barbecue sauce. It's a sweet. It's a tangy. It's got a little spice in there. It's really even it out. You have the acidity from the pickles, the little sweetness from the bread, and then that chicken in between to highlight it. So for me, I am obsessed with that chicken sandwich. And then, oh, you gonna cut me off?
No, she's good.
Oh, you're good.
I got 47 seconds.
Yeah, I like it. All right. Time is okay.
So 43 seconds now. All right, so now let's add a layer to the chicken sandwich. Mm-hmm. If you may, put the waffle fries on your chicken sandwich for the extra little crunch that you may not, that you may want. But that heartiness with the, with those waffle fries.
On the sandwich.
Waffle fries on your sandwich in between the buns and the chicken. Done. That's me.
All right. Piet, resting your case. Sorry for the premature bell there. That's
try to cut me off.
Yep, that is. I like it. Breaking down. Very chefly here. Mm-hmm. We got a lot of acidity, the pickle brine, talking about not too crispy. That's going to be a big part of this overall debate, right? Is it about can you have something that's too crispy? I don't know. You know, Polynesian sauce? We didn't even talk about the Polynesian sauce.
The Polynesian sauce is great, but okay.
That's what Chick-fil-A is known for, though, when it comes to condiments, don't you think?
I feel like it's the Chick-fil-A sauce itself for me.
Yeah.
The Polynesian sauce is great, but I prefer the honey mustard and combination with the barbecue sauce.
I love honey mustard. I think we had to just shout out Polynesian sauce.
Yeah, it deserves a shout out.
And then
it
the controversial take. I remember, like, in high school, a long time ago, and I would have a ham sandwich. I'll put potato chips on the ham sandwich. And I thought I was the next level chef when I did that as a freshman in high school.
Next level chef in the making.
The waffle fry on the sandwich. I like that texturally because, you know, can it be too soft? I guess that's something we're going to get into. Mm-hmm. Nakia, you have now 3 minutes to let us know why Popeye's chicken sandwich is the best.
Uh-huh.
Your 3 minutes starts now.
Beautiful. Well, I will tell you this much. When you talk about a chicken sandwich, the most important part is the chicken.
Mm-hmm.
And the bottom line is you go to Popeyes because it has the best fast food chicken there is. And if you got the chicken right, then you're perfect. I mean, if it ain't broke, don't fix it. And their chicken sandwich wasn't something they concocted in some mystery, you know, lab. They already had the best elements in the house. They already have their 11 herbs and spices that are so top secret that their employees that make 50% of the seasoning, they live in two separate buildings. They don't even take their lunches together because it's that top secret. They don't even know each other and that they work for Popeyes. Those 11 herbs and spices are all throughout the entire sandwich. You've got the dredge on the chicken. You've got the seasoning of the flour. You've got the chicken itself. And then their spicy mayo, guess what it is? Just mayo and those same 11 herbs and spices. If it ain't broke, don't fix it. Like, they literally have everything that they need to make the perfect sandwich. And to take it to the next level, they've got that delicious brioche bun. They said, you know what? We got the chicken, but it deserves a throne. Okay, we got the chicken. It deserves a throne. So the throne is a brioche bun. It's next level. You've got everything that you need for that chicken sandwich. And it is crispy. You don't need to add anything to it to make it crispy. It's the right amount of crispy because they've got the right oils that are mixed in together. They've got the peanut and the canola. They've got that with their no minimum than at least 12 hours of marinating. Like, they marinate it for 12 hours minimum. And then they go in with the dredge and the flour, and then they fry it. So it's juicy on the inside, super crispy on the outside. And they've got those three pickles. They always add one more pickle than all of their competitors. It was very strategic. They made sure that they're by standard, it's one extra pickle than everyone else. So you've got the briny, crisp pickles, the spicy mayo, and that brioche bun. You really, really cannot go wrong with that sandwich, period. Even if you get it not spicy, it's still solid because their regular herbs and spices are top-notch, and that's how they make their chicken already, period. So my case is that sandwich is the best. That's why they were lining up on the block, because they already knew it was the best there was in the game, period. I rest my case.
Well stated. There we go. So now you kind of got pickle brine versus the 11 herbs and spices. Mm-hmm. Both are pretty unique.
Yeah.
Wow, I love when we get chefs on. You're really getting, you're talking about flavor and texture and spices. Yeah. We got a little history. Three pickles, Nikia, I have a place we put five pickles. Oh. I'm just saying, do you think it's too much?
I don't know. I will come to that place because I always add extra pickles.
I do too.
And the Chick-fil-A, though, I do want to say, I think you're right. Chick-fil-A does two pickles?
Two pickles.
Two pickles.
Yep. Two pickles versus three.
Like I said,
almost
I
as in direct almost as in direct response to that.
Uh-huh.
And I did not think this was going to, you know, well, the court will have to decide whether or not condiments can really enter into the debate, but I think they have to.
Yeah.
So it's kind of a honey mustard versus spicy mayo argument as well, right?
True.
Here. True. Mayonnaise, you know, there's usually mayonnaise and honey mustard too, right? It's usually a part of honey mustard or a lot of honey mustard sauces.
Yeah,
also, I have to say, Crystal, are you hungry right now? I am like literally.
I was a little disappointed to see that we came here and there were not chicken sandwiches.
Surprise. Yeah. Well, welcome to the podcast world. If you didn't bring it.
Well, season four, we're ready for it to level up.
We are bringing our own chicken sandwiches.
Season four, depending on who wins this battle, will be sponsored by one of these fine establishments.
Hey, we are here for you.
Yeah. All right, here we go. So it's pretty close here after one round. So we're heading into the rebuttals. Piet, you're going to be up first. You got 2 minutes now to let Nakia know why Popeye's chicken sandwich is not all that. Your 2 minutes starts now.
I do want to address the sauce factors. Okay. I do. Preferably Chick-fil-A sauces over Popeye sauces. I feel like any sandwich needs a sauce. It don't matter what sandwich it is. Unless it's like a juicy, dripping, like, you know, sandwich that the meat is already super juicy itself. I think a chicken sandwich definitely needs a sauce. What sauce are you putting on your chicken sandwich? Is it the spicy mayo? That's it?
100%?
That's right. I feel like it needs, the brioche bun does definitely add in a little bit of a sweetness to that chicken sandwich. But for me, I love the tenderness of the chicken from Chick-fil-A. That tenderness is on point. And I think, like you said, the chicken is the highlight. But also, the dredge is a great compliment to it. Yeah. But sometimes it could be a little dry over there at Popeye's. Ooh. Just a little bit. Ooh. Just a little bit, you know? And then ratio, chicken to bun ratio. Chick-fil-A is always on point. I'm never disappointed with the chicken to bun ratio. Mm. You know? You got to think about that part, too. And I do love the fact that they do have their 11 spice recipe that, you know, is top secret. There's a lot of debates over that. People, you know, infringement, all copyrights, all the things going on over there. And people were really excited about that chicken sandwich. Oh, yeah. But the question is, Chick-fil-A has always had the chicken sandwich. You know, if they had like some major break out of a new chicken sandwich, I think that would be just as much hype over it. But you don't need to come out with a new one.
Debatable.
You know, could be debatable. But also, the Lord's calories. Come on now. When you eat a Chick-fil-A sandwich, the Lord takes all those calories away.
I don't know about that.
I'm just
I don't know
kidding.
About that.
Oh, I thought she was cut me off again. No, I'm just kidding. But yeah, I don't really have much of a debate against that other than just the bun to the chicken ratio for me is always on point on Chick-fil-A. Mm-hmm. It's a little dry sometimes over there at Popeye's in my experiences. Mm-hmm. I do appreciate the extra pickle because I didn't have to ask for it.
Nice.
There we go. God making an appearance. The Lord's calories. I've never heard that. But.
The Lord's calories.
Oh, is that like official Chick-fil-A?
No, it's just
okay.
Yeah,
I like it.
All right, it's a joke.
Temperature versus texture, right? Mm-hmm. Like the temperature of the, you know, the juiciness factor here versus the texture seems to be a big part of this. Ratio, that's another thing to really, really think about. The perfect ratio of bun to chicken? Very, very interesting here. Okay, Nakia, now you got 2 minutes to let Piet know why Chick-fil-A's chicken sandwich is so basic. The 2 minutes starts now.
Well, here's the thing. I mean, I didn't want to have to bring this up. But if you need sauces, is it good chicken? And is it a good chicken sandwich? If the chicken sandwich can stand on its own and doesn't need 12 million like sauces available at Chick-fil-A, then I think our sandwich is superior. So Chick-fil-A, great. You got lots of options. People who have issues with making decisions, go right over to Chick-fil-A. But Popeyes will tell you, we're going to make it the way it's good and trust us. Mm-hmm. And people have trusted us this long, so just eat the sandwich the way we make it. You can add what you want, but I'm telling you, that sandwich is juicy, and all you need is what's already built on that sandwich, period. The spices are there, the level is there, the juiciness is there, the bun to chicken ratio is perfect, which is why they chose the brioche. It has a bit of that bounce back, but it also can sustain to that aioli, which is that moisture barrier, so it locks in the moisture, but it also makes sure your sandwich does not dry out. So I don't know whose sandwich you was eating, but it wasn't Popeye's, because Popeye's is juicy, 110%. I rest my case.
There we go. All right.
Shots fired.
Not too dry. Not too dry. 11 herbs and spices. We're looking them up right now. Sage. The secret is ground sage.
It's like a random one off, like marjoram or something.
Yeah, definitely.
Weird.
It's always
it
like
probably
that.
Is. Sorry. It's probably is some random one off.
Powdered mace.
It's Creole seasoning plus a bunch of other stuff they don't want to tell you.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
The spices coming into play right here. Okay.
They're like, oh, it's parsley.
Probably.
No, I'm just kidding.
Dry parsley.
Yeah, the secret is dried parsley.
Dried parsley.
A heated debate, chicken sandwich wars. My stomach is grumbling and rumbling, and I'm so hungry right now. It's right around lunchtime. You've both given me a lot to think about. I'm going to go retire to my chambers and mull this over. Until then, let's take a quick break.
Something that makes me crazy is when people say, well, I had this career before, but it was a waste. And that's where the perspective shift comes, that it's not a waste, that everything you've done has built you to where you are now. This is She Pivots, the podcast where we explore the inspiring pivots women have made and dig deeper into the personal reasons behind them. Join me, Emily Tisch Sussman, every Wednesday on She Pivots as I sit down with inspiring women like Misty Copeland, Brooke Shields, Vanessa Hudgens, and so many more. We dive into how these women made their pivot and their mindset shifts that happened as a result. It's a podcast about women, their stories, and how their pivot became their success. Listen to She Pivots on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Ding dong, Las Culturistas calling.
iHeart Podcast Awards 2023 Podcast of the Year, Las Culturistas, with SNL's Bowen Yang and comedian Matt Rogers.
There's stuff happening in 2024 that we really need to address.
Pop culture and huge guests, like the latest episode with
Dua Lipa.
The more I think about it, the more scared and nervous I get.
Listen to the newest episode of Las Culturistas with Dua Lipa and all episodes on America's number one podcast network, iHeart. Open your free iHeart app and search Las Culturistas to start listening.
We are back here in the food court. It is Piet versus Nakia, and we have Chick-fil-A versus Popeyes. It is the crispy chicken sandwich that's nicely spiced versus Chick-fil-A's perfect bun to chicken ratio, the juice factor, and the pickle brine. There's lots of things going on over here. I don't know where I'm going to go yet, and I think we need an additional 60 seconds to really, really finalize your case right here as to why Popeyes or Chick-fil-A has the best chicken sandwich. Nakia, you're going to go first. 60 seconds. Why does Popeyes have the best chicken sandwich?
If it's not broke, don't fix it. So here's the thing. If the chicken is already good, you're just adding a throne to it, which is that brioche bun, period. Mm. And it already has the same herbs and spices they've been using since 1972. Mr. Copeland himself thought of it, and it's worked this far. So I'm just saying, if you've got that, if you got the right recipe, you got the formula already, there's no need to change it other than to level it up and give it that brioche bun throne.
Got it. So because it's a fried chicken place, they mm-hmm. have the recipe. They got the recipe.
Right.
Yep. And now it just translates to their sandwich.
Absolutely.
All right. The court, we'll hear that and put that into the argument. Piet, you have 60 seconds left to perhaps persuade or convince me that Chick-fil-A has the best chicken sandwich.
Okay. So sauce. That's all I got to say. The sauce.
Back to sauce.
You have to have a sauce in the chicken sandwich, I feel like. I feel, okay.
And we have
If your chicken, if you want fried chicken, just go eat fried chicken.
We got a sauce.
You know?
I'm just saying.
I'm just saying. If you want to just eat fried chicken, just go eat fried chicken. But we're there for the sandwiches.
What is it about the sauce?
It's the sauce. It's the balance between that little bit of spice from the barbecue, the sweet, the like acidity with your chicken, mm-hmm. like it's just a well-balanced sauce you can use on everything. But most importantly, it really highlights the flavors in the chicken sandwich, like in that chicken that is well thought out. Well, mm-hmm. it is also brined for a long time, mm-hmm. and the pickle juice to add that tenderizedness mm-hmm. of the chicken. Mm-hmm. That's bottom line.
Okay, here we go. This one's tough. Crystal, I'm sorry, I'm stalling a little bit over here because the topic is they're both really delicious chicken sandwiches,
are.
Let's be honest.
They good. They're good sandwiches.
Both debaters did a great job presenting their case. And then you got to get into the specifics. So it's, you know, one's perhaps crispier, one's perhaps juicier. So that's sort of like they null avoid that sort of argument out. One's got the spices, one's got the pickle brine. That kind of, you know, eliminates that part.
I mean, they're both pickle brined.
Spicy mayonnaise is delicious. Honey mustard is delicious.
True.
That sort of takes it out. I mean, this is almost needs to head to the appeal court, but but we have to make a decision. There has to be a winner, and at the end of the day, this really came down to a little bit more of the sort of the interesting, unique quality of one of these sandwiches and what it brings to the game. And this court will decide in favor of half of you are going to kill me for this. Chick-fil-A.
Okay, what was the factor? Man. Please tell
Come
me.
On.
At the end of the day, because again, yeah, well, thank you for asking me. Nikia, they're both delicious. We know
I'm
that, right? So it kind of goes to like when you think of a fried chicken sandwich, you are thinking of the crunchy and the spicy and the mayonnaise. And when you think of the Chick-fil-A sandwich, it's like such an anomaly that it's kind of like soft and kind of mushy, but then also delicious that it's just unique. And to me, at the end of the day, that's where we're going with it. It's not because of the waffle fries. How dare you do that?
I'm just kidding. The waffle fries.
It's a clutch move. Yeah. It's a next level chef move. Let's be honest.
It's adding the crispiness that Popeyes already has. But I digress.
But also I think that's part of it, Nikia, is that like if you said which one has the better fried chicken, I think that does go to Popeyes because I don't think Chick-fil-A has a 6-piece or something, right?
Like no, we don't even do. We only have chicken nuggets.
Right.
So like so far.
I think it's the odd uniqueness of the Chick-fil-A sandwich as much as that. Well, it doesn't pain me. I'd take either right now. Let's be honest.
I know. I'm hungry.
Get some DoorDash working. Can we get them as a sponsor?
Actually, I think after this, Nikia, we go buy Popeyes.
Popeyes right on the corner. Right on the corner.
They're nearby.
Yeah, Hollywood Boulevard, Popeyes. Crushing it for lunch, usually.
Yeah, for sure. It's probably going to be a line right now.
Oh, my gosh. I hope you haven't lost any respect that you had for me coming in.
Of course not.
That was
of course
a really, really
not.
Tough
I will
one.
Say, the 11 herbs and spices, I mean, that is truly a hand-on.
Yeah.
The competition, for sure.
I will tell you that, for sure. I mean, because when you bite into that juicy chicken, it kind of amalgamates with the spicy aioli that they have. So it's like, it creates its own sauce within its own entity. That's why it's so delicious.
It's good. For me, it's the balance of the sweetness with the sauce for me. Gotcha. I'm a sweet sauce girl. I'm a sweet savory.
You got your little barbecue sauce.
You already know. You've eaten my food. I'm a sweet savory.
Sweet acidic versus spicy and crispy over here. Man, that was a tough one. Listen, thanks so much for joining me in the food court today. You can find Piette on Instagram at Chef Piette, and you can see where to catch her classes and find out how to book her at piettesplate.com. For Chef Nikia, she's at Chef Nikia on Instagram, and visit at chefnikia.com to see what she's cooking up and how to book her talents. Listen, everyone, what do you think? I know that at least 49% of you think I got that one absolutely wrong. You can let me know. Fair enough. Let me know on Twitter and Instagram at Richard Blaze or at Richard Blaze Official on TikTok. And you can find the show on Instagram at Food Court Pod to let us know. Food Court is a production of iHeartRadio. I'm Richard Blaze. My producer is Crystal Bamahi. Food Court was created by Christopher Hasiotis. The rest of my Food Court clerks are Jonathan Dressler, David Wasserman, and Jasmine Blaze. The theme song is by Jason Neesmith. For more podcasts from iHeartRadio, visit the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you listen to your favorite shows.
That was so fun.
That was a lot of fun.
you came ready with the facts. You're like,
it
was founded in 1912.
With Richard Blaze.
Something that makes me crazy is when people say, well, I had this career before, but it was a waste. And that's where the perspective shift comes, that it's not a waste, that everything you've done has built you to where you are now. This is She Pivots, the podcast where we explore the inspiring pivots women have made and dig deeper into the personal reasons behind them. Join me, Emily Tisch Sussman, every Wednesday on She Pivots. Listen to She Pivots on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Bring a little optimism into your life with The Bright Side, a new kind of daily podcast from Hello Sunshine, hosted by me, Danielle Robay,
and me, Simone Boyce. Every weekday, we're bringing you conversations about culture, the latest trends, inspiration, and so much more.
I am so excited about this podcast, The Bright Side. You guys are giving people a chance to shine a light on their lives, shine a light on a little advice that they want to share.
Listen to The Bright Side on America's number one podcast network, iHeart. Open your free iHeart app and search The Bright Side.
Imagine you ask two people the same seven questions. I'm Minnie Driver, and this was the idea I set out to explore in my podcast, Mini Questions. This year, we bring a whole new group of guests to answer the same seven questions, including Courtney Cox, Rob Delaney, Liz Phair, and many, many more. Join me on season three of Mini Questions on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your favorite podcasts. Seven questions, limitless answers.